From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Toronto Blue Jays pulled out the big bats and beat the Brewers 9-5 at Miller Park yesterday. Jose Bautista hit a three-run homer and Colby Rasmus added a two-run shot. The Brewers had a five-game winning streak ended. Carlos Gomez had a two-run homer for Milwaukee, but it wasn't enough. Jimmy Nelson took the loss. The Brewers have the day off before starting a weekend series with the Pirates tomorrow night at Miller Park. The Brewers also lost a game in the standings. The Cardinals won last night. The Packers getting set for their matchup with the Raiders, the third exhibition game of the season. Mike McCarthy says the young players have to keep working.
We have two more games left, so, I mean, everybody needs to perform and continue to perform, keep showing what they can do, and we'll see what happens.
Aaron Rodgers agrees the young players have to take advantage of their opportunities.
I think at some point you have to let these guys know that performance is so important in the preseason, but if you want to make this team, you have to perform when you're with the first string. And, we talked at length talking about it. There's really a couple offenses. There's an offense on paper, and then there's the offense the way the first team runs it.
The NFL's experiment with longer extra points is over for now. Extra point kicks will move back to the 2-yard line beginning with this week's preseason games. The league pushed kicks back to the 15 during the first 2 weeks of the preseason to provide an extra challenge. The conversion rate was 94.3%. The conversion rate was 99.6% during the regular season last year. And Tony Stewart will not be behind the wheel of the number 14 Chevy this weekend at Bristol. He will miss his third consecutive Sprint Cup race. High school football tonight on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio. It's Wausau East hosting Wisconsin Rapids. Pregame show at 6:30. That's sports. I'm Tom King.